let's get down to business.
Store?
Yes.
Summers?
Here.
Weibel?
Present.
Clemens?
Here.
Clifford?
Here.
Coart?
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
It just says that there's no closed meeting minutes that need to be, because it's on the agenda.
Okay, is there any public, need approval of the minutes for January 12th, 2018?
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion, corrections? Hey, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any public participation? Seeing none. Any communication from the committee? Seeing none. Going to the county and township motor fuel tax claim for January and February 2018. Okay,
Move to approve personal file?
Yeah. Can I get a second?
Second.
Moved in second. It's open for discussion.
Question.
Yep.
The cost for the EIC salt, I thoroughly admit my ignorance in terms of not looking at last year, but is that consistent? Was the price of coming down last year? And
that's max this?
It went down this year. This was the best price we've had in like 3 years.
Okay. Like I remember it had gone down, I thought last year also was,
right.
Was a particularly good price as well.
Yeah. So. And now we have, I'm sorry, that's the same price from last year. My apologies, because we renewed the contract, but you can only do that 1 year with the state. So this year we have to rebid. The state will rebid on our behalf for okay. salt because they only allow you to do the contracts for 2 years. So, same price, $53.48, I think, was the price per ton. There was 1 year where we paid $100.
Yeah, I call it happening.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
You need to GPS. You got to be alive.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
I think Mr. Mitchell was on. Should be presented with the pen.
The defective one.
The defective one.
I'll have to go.
I'll teach you.
Oh, that was Pius's. That was the good one that he gave back. Here.
We
have a special pen for you.
Yeah.
Max, you
can sign all of your contracts when you sell houses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs
blue ink.
Looking out for you. I can't see what it says. Champaign County Highway Department.
Glasses?
Yeah.
You press the button, you say Jeff, and you look at
the wall. So how do you make it go?
Oh, you take the cap off. Take the cap.
Press the button. It works. Cool.
You can use it as a stylus, too.
Oh, cool.
You got that going for you.
I'll use it today.
If you got one of those kind of stylus phones. Sorry, man.
That's okay.
Here's one I was using.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we're going to go to the county engineer's report.
The first thing, in all the resolutions that we pass, it says that we shall present a report at the end of the year for the bridges that were completed in a given year. And so we have a two-page report there, pages 5 and 6 of your agenda, that show the bridges that were closed out in 2017. Not necessarily built in 2017, but these are the ones that final payment and all the closeout and documentation was cleaned up and completed in 2017. So that's kind kind of for your information. If you have any questions, I wasn't going to go through it.
What about cross-construction? I don't see it.
What's that?
I don't see a column on the right side. Are they paid out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. There was no engineering design on that one. That's why you're not seeing it on the right side.
Okay.
So it shows the award cost, the completed price of the project, which is generally within a pretty small percentage of the award cost, and it shows the actual funds that were expended in order to complete those projects. So you'll see county bridge funds, you'll see township funds. On the Urbana Township one, there was an insurance claim because that's the one where the guardrail was hit, and we got insurance money to fix the guardrail, but then there were other issues on the bridge. And then County Highway 9, that was totally funded by County Bridge. County Highway 20 was totally funded by County Bridge. So these engineer design ones are monies that are paid to a consultant to do the actual design of the project. And the emergency repair on County Highway 11, that's the one that came in significantly higher than what we bid. That was the one where the wing wall failed, fell over, and the road was starting to collapse into the ditch. And we had to go out there and shore it all back up, and we bid it. And then once we got out there, we had other issues that we had to deal with and had to drive some sheet piling in order to keep the bank from collapsing down onto the bridge while we were doing the bridge work. So that one did come in significantly higher than the actual award price.
Yep, I assume they leave that sheet piling in place?
Or yes, we did leave it in place.
Did they ever pull it out?
No, we just cut it off.
Oh, okay.
So it's at a certain level. But we'll leave it in there. I mean, maybe at some point if that thing ever gets totally replaced, they might tear it out. But we're going to leave it in place to stabilize the bank. And then we got some minor culvert repairs down there on the bottom as well.
How did you manage to have a completed price under for that Colfax section?
Sometimes there's rock or there's piling. You know, we bid piling by the foot driven in place. And sometimes the pilings stop shorter than the actual boring might say they did. Yeah. Or we have 500 tons of riprap and it only took 470 to do what we needed to do. You know, stuff like that. Typically, bridges come in real close, if not under. If they're over, they're typically real close to the total cost because we kind of got a known commodity. It's not like, unless we're doing an emergency repair, where you're really not sure what you're getting yourself into when you go out there. So that's the 2017 completed bridge report. Anybody got any other questions on that?
Brad, did you have a question?
And then we have a resolution that was passed out. Could you pass those out, Michelle?
For the truck?
For the truck.
Yes, everyone should have a copy of that. It's attached to the bid, the bids first.
So we talked about this at the January meeting, that we had a truck that was in the 2018 budget for bid. And we took bids this week. Low bid was Mack of Decatur for $215,756. We had another bid from CIT, which is a local company, on a Volvo that was about $221,000. International did not bid, which surprised us, although we're not all that fond of their equipment. That's why we got rid of them. Yeah, I think maybe they did figure that out. But Tracy's here to answer any questions that you might have on the truck, because he put the specs together and knows exactly what we got as far as that truck. But it was it's all the spreaders, all the plow equipment, the whole nine yards, right, Tracy?
Yeah.
So that's not just a truck.
It will come ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep. We'll get it ready to go.
Do we have any Volvos?
Volvos?
No.
Okay, so in a way it's good, but we have Mack, I assume. So.
It is, because now most of our fleet is a Mack truck.
Right, so.
And so now our mechanics are able to work on our park system. Everything will be the same.
Right.
Yeah, we just acquired a reading system, right, for all the Mack trucks.
Yeah, we did. Which is great. The mechanics back there just love it. it tells them, you know, anytime there's a code that comes up on a truck, it will, you know, send the code out, they can plug in their computer and tells them exactly what's going on with that.
Is this a remote?
This is a laptop type system.
So I mean, do you actually have to plug it into the truck?
Yeah.
Oh, you still have to do that, okay, it's not like it's automatic.
No. Well, you know, one thing with the new truck, and I was going to tell you, I just found out yesterday that, I guess Brad has it on his, this new truck that we get, if that truck is out operating somewhere, they will be able to send a text message to my telephone and to the mechanics and say, hey, this truck just had a code come up, actually before the driver gets aware of it. So we can call that truck in if it's something that we think is a problem and have it fixed.
So the computer is inside the truck?
Yes.
Yeah. And these come with, what's the warranty?
Well, this one here, we did the extended warranty of a 7 year. Yeah. We did with all the other four trucks.
That's what we did with ours.
Yeah. Yeah. We almost have to.
Yeah.
I mean, with the expense of all electronics and things like that anymore, we need to buy that extended warranty.
About how long do you think that this truck would be in service?
We try to keep them at least 10 to 12 years. We try to keep them longer than that. And ran into some issues with the frames rusting out and splitting. And we had a deadline on a couple trucks. And then that was one of the reasons we purchased all those trucks at once, because we had a couple trucks to go down. And hopefully with these new packs, I've gotten bigger frames on them, single frames, and hopefully they're going to last for those 10 years, at least 10 to 12.
And we think the residual value of the truck once we sell it will be a lot higher on these pieces of equipment that we're buying than anything else we've had in the past. So
you just try and monitor I know the trucks are inspected and you look at them. Do you just try and monitor that on an annual basis, or do you have any kind of a thought or a process in terms of that? I know you said you tried to extend out longer and that hadn't worked very well because of the issues.
Right.
Is there any kind of a plan in terms of a regular rotation, knowing about how long they last, and maybe can, I know you've sold before and gotten a better price than you thought you would have, so uh-huh. I'm just curious if that's something that works. I don't want you to lease for sure, but at
right.
the same time.
Yeah, I don't know yet with these Mack trucks, they may have a total, you know, good resale value in 10 years, you know, something we can look at, you know, hey, resale value is now, it's good to get rid of it,
okay.
You know, even though it's almost the end of the life for us.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else could possibly purchase it, or maybe we want to keep them longer than that.
Yeah, I think based on financial considerations,
yeah.
obviously, but yeah, that's certainly a good thing to look at and be aware of.
Well, if you
of.
Look at our budget and kind of project the budget that we have for equipment and knowing all the other equipment that we have, like this year we're in dire need of an inloader, and you'll see we're going to purchase a tractor. If we can get these trucks on about a 12-year rotation, we can stay within the budget that we currently have as far as replacing things at an appropriate time.
Yeah, it would be a bad thing to get in a bind if you're trying. I understand budgetary constraints trying to stretch out the life of it, but
right.
at the same time, like you're saying, if you end up with issues where you're a truck short, then
no.
that doesn't help.
No.
That doesn't work out.
No,
well.
That's, we've got a couple trucks that we use for utility trucks, so if
okay.
these trucks go down,
right.
we have a truck that, you know,
yeah.
there's a backup. First came here, we didn't have that, so that was kind of
that would be bad.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, big problem. So, but we try to keep everything on a rotation basis that we can, you know, according to Jeff said, the budget. You know, there's some trucks out there that could probably possibly go, but they're still good trucks.
Yep.
You know, we keep them as utility trucks.
Okay.
So, we have a lot of them, probably not. Right now, the salt is our biggest problem.
Yeah.
Those are very corrosive.
Yep.
Where are Max made?
Well,
Pennsylvania.
I think it is. Just, I think I mean, you're right.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And the funny thing is, Volvo owns Mack.
Correct.
And they bid against each other.
Yeah.
Ford used to own Volvo one time too, but they only sold them. So.
Yeah. So.
I think the resale value on these Macks are going to be incredible compared to what the internationals ever were.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Mack just recently. I mean, recently, in the last 5 years, it's really hitting the municipals hard. I mean, it used to be a contractor's truck, right? I mean, you see them out on jobs because they were tough. That's kind of the mantra of Mack. Yeah, so they've really just started marketing to the municipalities and counties.
5 years
as
ago,
of
there,
recently.
Wasn't a municipality in the county that owned one, and
no.
all of us own one dang near now.
Yeah, and I think when International started having all their troubles, they saw this is our opportunity to get in, and they came pretty quick. And so, I mean, this Decatur Mac wasn't even, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they opened that shop up?
Yeah.
We didn't have a Mac dealer, per se, around here. Now they have one in Decatur where they can do work and obviously sell the trucks for them. So,
if you're watching, you know, like the Weather Channel or something like that,
Allentown,
during snowstorms, you can a lot of times see a Mack truck in Pennsylvania, New York, or something. So they're out there, they're all over.
Well, that's not really where it's there. They used to be produced in.
They pulled out now. That's what it says on the door of the truck.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say near Allentown.
Yeah, it doesn't say near Allentown.
It says Allentown.
Do
you need a motion?
Yes, thank you.
Motion to approve the tandem truck to the Mack over Decatur.
Second.
Okay, is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next item, we have a petition requesting resolution approving funds for a bridge repair in Colfax Township. Jeff White, the Township Highway Commissioner, has petitioned us. He's got a bridge where there's some washouts happening underneath the bridge, and it needs to be armored with grouted riprap and some dirt work done underneath the bridge to protect the piling underneath the bridge. And these are the kind of things, Steve, that we find during our bridge inspections that we tend to go out and try to fix ahead of time before they become a real problem. And we've got a lot of bridges that were built with basically no riprap underneath them. And, you know, with the rains that we get and the floods that we get, we're starting to see some. Anytime the piling gets exposed, the IDOT gets really bent out of shape, because once the piling gets exposed, then you got water, air, and the piling start to deteriorate. So they really would like, you know, for all the pilings underneath the bridges to be totally covered up with something. And if you just put dirt back in there, it's just going to wash away again. So this is quite the process. I mean, the guys that do this, as you know, putting riprap under a bridge that's in place is not fun, because you kind of got a hand carried underneath there. So it takes quite some time to do. All the bridges that we build now, we riprap.
I would never want to do it. That's why we hire it.
Not even grouting. Not even grouting.
Yeah. So obviously when they build the bridges, they put the riprap in before they put the beams on. So they don't have to climb underneath there and put the riprap in. But this is a repair. We're estimating $17,500 for the repair. 50-50 township, county, as far as the split of the funds go to do the repair.
Do you have somebody in mind to do the repairs?
I think Coop already took quotes.
Okay.
And we got like three different quotes from people, and that was, we used those quotes to base our estimate.
So is this the regular price of $17,000?
$17,500, so ours will be half of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Second.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then the next item is a culvert, actually along one of our county highways, County Highway 19, north of Sadorus. It's a in-place metal culvert where the bottom is totally rotted out. The road above it is starting to settle into the culvert. We've done patching, and we actually tried to do a liner in the culvert, and the culvert was in such poor condition that we couldn't get the liner to go through the culvert, so we scrapped that idea. So we're basically going to have to dig up the road and replace it. We're going to replace it with a concrete box where the culvert is, and then obviously backfill, and we'll have to have a paving contractor come in and do the asphalt work. And then there's another culvert just south of this one that's smaller in size, but we'll lump them both together in a contract to put a box culvert in that one as well while we're in the area. That one's starting to get to the point where it's going to fail in the near future. So kind of two culverts, roughly $60,000.
Is there going to be precast culvert?
Precast concrete box culverts, yeah. That's what we tend to go with. It's not, there's a map here on the next page.
I'm seeing it.
So Sidoras is south of this. So how many miles north is this straight through Sidoras?
It's only about a mile south, not even a mile south of the Monticello River.
What river is that? Sitting in blue?
That is Kaskaskia. So this isn't a major river crossing. It's just a culvert that actually doesn't take hardly any water during regular days. But when we get a, and we were like, is that culvert really sized appropriately? Because we sized it and we were like, it kind of seems big. And then we got the 6-inch rain and we went down there and it was full. So we better not, we never want to downsize a culvert. That's a really, really bad idea. Yeah.
How long do you think this is going to take to complete?
Oh, God, it shouldn't take them a week. Good. Yeah, you'll get a little bit more traffic on your roads again. I understand where you're coming from. 900 North took a beating last year.
Yes. Is that the big culvert just pretty much collapsing on itself?
The whole bottom of it from fertilizer or what have you?
Just sort of coming down?
Yeah, so it's just settling into the bottom of the rotted out bottom of the culvert. So we've been watching it for a couple, 3 years, and we tried to come up with other ways to do it without digging up the road. And every time we tried something, we ran into issues. So we're just going to have to do it. I hate cutting holes in the road because I don't care how good you pack the rock back in and use flowable fill. It doesn't matter. It's going to settle. And then, we'll be out there trying to level it off at some point. We're getting better at it, but it's still not a perfect solution.
So $60,000 is going to take care of both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I move to approve the resolution of appropriating funds to the Carriage Bridge Fund for CH-19-18-000-4900-PR.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Just a picture for your reference.
This real or is this a toy?
That's a toy in size.
Toy when you buy the real one.
Toys are pretty good these days.
No, they give you a light up pen.
No, it doesn't look that big.
No, it's
is it really sort of oversized lawn tractor?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's a John Deere 5100E. And for how many years have we not been spraying, Tracy?
Last three years.
We tried to get away from spraying around the guardrails and spraying in the ditches. And we tried to just go out and weed whack it. It just doesn't work as well as we had hoped it would. So we sent three guys to the class this winter to get certified to be sprayers of weeds and pesticides in the roadsides. And we've got an old tractor, but it doesn't have a cab on it. You need to have a cab on it because if you get drift or so forth coming off of the spray, you got to have a cab on the tractor. So the old tractor we just basically used for the PTO and for the front end loader, right?
Yeah.
We got a conveyor that we convey our salt into our dome, and that runs off of a PTO. So this one we'll be able to use that for as well. But we're looking at trading in our old 2001 John Deere tractor. It's a 5410. And we've got a competitive bid to the Illinois Association of County Board Members that was awarded to John Deere. And we can buy the tractor locally from a local John Deere dealer out here. It's $44,974 for the tractor that you see in this picture. And it's not anything that needs to be awarded. It was in our, not like we have to vote on it. I'm bringing it to you for your information, basically, because it was in the budget in 2018. And we already have a joint bid that we're going to use as far as getting the cost of, they give us a 19% discount off of their regular price with this Illinois Association of County Board Members contract.
So what's the, what price are you looking at then?
$44,974.
So diesel or gas?
Diesel. How many horses is it?
It's only like 40 horse.
Okay, it's a small one then.
Yeah, it's small.
It's small.
And basically what we'll do, we'll set a boom up on it. We'll build the boom ourselves and put a spray tank on the back.
Okay.
And just drive down the road and spray the yard.
Does the 5100 have anything to do with the engine size, you know, have any idea?
No, I think it's just their series.
Just the series, okay.
Are you keeping the loader, or is there a loader goes on this one?
No, there'll be no loader on this one.
Use it for the PTO and the spraying.
Yeah.
And I think they pretty much got one sitting on the lot, don't they?
They do. They have one sitting
on the lot. So once we give them the thumbs up, we can, because we need to get it here and get all the equipment on it before.
Yeah, ready. Yeah, because we like to start spraying about May.
Yeah. Yep. What are you going to use to spray? Anything special or just?
Well, we've been using just Roundup.
Yeah.
But even with that, you've got to have a commercial license.
Oh, yeah.
To use that. So.
Yeah. I don't know if you had something special.
Anything, you know, get out there and. Put this way, nothing that's sterile. We don't use it, because if we would, we'd start having a lot of erosion issues around
yeah,
the
country. True.
And we don't even store it here. We just go to farm supply store and get it there, so we don't have to deal with all the EPA rules of storing chemicals and all that thing that people have to deal with.
And we have about another $100,000 just on facilities to store
it.
And contain it and all that good stuff. That was originally one of the reasons why we tried to get away from it, because the EPA came in, and so now we're not going to store it, we're not going to handle it, we're going to let somebody else store it and handle it, and we're just going to spray it. So.
Do you have something to drive this to the work sites, or do they, does it, are you
just
driving
down the road?
You just
drive like a nice little park. So far.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
It'll have good road gear.
How fast can it go?
I'd say probably 24, 25 miles an hour.
Taking your time.
I know a little boy to haul it out.
Yeah. No.
We have a trailer, but if we need to haul it, we can.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's just an FYI. No, no motion or anything needed on that, since we already have a competitive bid. The next item I want to scrap from the agenda at this time. So I was looking at trying to do some boiler slag, and we can talk about that probably at the next meeting. I'm not prepared to the point where we need to talk about that. Other business. We have a letter from the state's attorney.
I move to keep the public closed per the opinion of the state's attorney.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
That's all I have.
There's no chair report. And the item to go on would be 9, 10, and 11.
Yes, ma'am.
And what about 16? I'm 14.
I don't know. Pius, is that something that has to?
What's that?
Do you have to do the semi-annual review at the?
No.
Okay.
Because those are for the ones at the committee here.
Okay.
Okay. So is there anything else to go in front of the committee? Anything anybody wanna? Say if not, I declare the adjourned.
Thank you.
Does Zoe stay lighted?
By the coffee maker?
No, triple T.
Triple T, you trying to get your car washed?
Yeah, I got plenty of
that little blue thing on the
So I go in there.
Thank you for the instructions.
That's a stock machine, you know.
You got an annual pass?
No, I just, I've got one down for the south side of town, but I wasn't around there, so I thought I'd still want a car wash.
Yeah.
So I got in there, and then they were drying the cars in front of me.